Hello and welcome to Top Realtors of Atlanta, sponsored by Commercial Capital Limited, the place to go when the banks say no for all your commercial financing needs, and Tyfair Commercial Group. With four locations and growing, they're your one-stop shop for commercial real estate in Atlanta. I'm your host, Brian Peart, the president of Commercial Capital Limited, and we're excited to introduce to you some of Atlanta's top realtors. On every episode, I will be joined by some of the top realtors in our area to discuss the real estate landscape and the latest news and trends within the industry. Every month, we will release two new episodes. One show will focus on residential real estate, while the other will concentrate exclusively on the commercial real estate market. On today's episode, we'll talk residential real estate. My guests are Jessica Mason and Jennifer Mahoda. Welcome, ladies.
Thank you.
Jessica, why don't you start off and tell us a little bit about yourself?
Hey, Brian. Thanks for having us today. I am Georgia born and raised, and I am I run a coaching company with Keller Williams Realty Atlanta Partners in the Sugarloaf location. Coaching company is called L3 Coaching, and we work with residential real estate agents in building new businesses, those that have just entered into the real estate market, as well as helping those that have not really hit their goals get to the next level in their business as well.
Nice. Jennifer, how about you? Tell us about yourself.
Thank you for having me today. My name is Jennifer Mahoda. I am with Keller Williams. I'm in the Suwanee, Georgia office, and I sell residential real estate here across Gwinnett for Scythe and Dawson counties. And I just love helping our clients find a home. Today's market's not as easy to navigate, so we love making sure our clients get in a home.
Awesome. You know, I'm going to stick with you, Jennifer. Tell me, should someone sell their home for sale by owner, or should they use an agent? What do you think?
I am so glad you asked. So today's market, with the market constantly improving, a lot of people think it's so easy to sell my home by myself. And yes, it is. And while it's easy to sell by yourself, you might be missing out on quite a bit of income by doing so. And what I mean by that is, let's say your home is worth, where are you going to go and look for your home value? You're going to look on Redfin, you're going to look on Zillow, you're going to look at all the Zestimate, and then probably take an average. So when you do that, because homes are constantly going up in value right now, we are, you know, missing out on that opportunity to make the most money you can. You can only get out to very few people doing it for sale by owner, while we can reach almost 5,000 people a day. And that in turn produces multiple offers. It creates a multiple offer war. And we also will be able to get almost on average about 106 to 110% of the value of your home.
Wow. How's the market right now? Still going good?
It is very strong. We do feel a little bit of slowing. And by slowing, I mean your home is not flying off the shelf in an hour. It's more like 5 to 7 days, which still, on average, is still an amazing market.
From what we're used to, you know, yeah. That's incredible. So, Jessica, I'm going to move it over to you. So you're a coach of realtors. So how does that work? What's the difference between having a coach and having a mentor in real estate?
Yeah, that's a question that we get often. A lot of realtors, they join their brokerage based on the fact that they were told that they're going to receive a mentor. So what a mentor, everyone needs a mentor in life. Everyone needs someone that is helping them and sharing their experiences with them and giving them feedback and advice. Coaching is a little bit different in the sense that we're going to help you with your processes. We're going to ask you questions to help you expand thought processes. We're going to help you implement action steps to take, guidance in your systems, models, checklists, all of the things of learning to be a business owner when it comes to real estate. So a mentor would be great if they're assigned to you, but you only receive that one person's expertise, that one person's experiences, where an actual coaching program allows you to build a strong foundation. So that's really what we do, is we take it to the next level.
Okay, awesome. Now, I see you're affiliated with Keller Williams. Do you only work exclusively with Keller Williams agents, or do you work with other agents as well?
Yes, I do have a contract with Keller Williams Atlanta Partners in the Sugarloaf location.
Okay.
So our market center is a very large market center. We have 460 agents.
Wow.
And I currently partner in coaching with 125 of those agents. So in the future, yes, I look to expand outside of Keller Williams. Right now, we have L3 coaching inside that office.
Okay. And so you said you have 125 clients?
Yes,
right
that
now.
Is correct.
How long have you been coaching?
Just about 6 years now.
Wow. Yeah. That's a pretty robust client mix.
It is. I have two additional coaches that help me with the program. So we have what's called a transaction coach, mm-hmm. an implementation coach, and then I am the head coach of production in our office.
Awesome. Flipping back over, Jennifer, to you. What options do I have to buy before I sell so I can be competitive?
So in this market, a lot of times you will not be able to put in the normal contingencies like you would in a regular market, meaning the contingent on the sale of your home, contingent on financing, and contingent on an appraisal. So what we advise our clients to do is to get with a great lender and get approved so that we can go in with 0 days financing. Another option, if there aren't a lot of funds available to this client, are programs like Ribbon and Divi, where you can go in and get approved through them, and they will be your cash buyer. And so you're still getting your loan like you normally would, but you can write a cash offer. And so they will basically be your front as a cash offer. And you're still getting your loan. If you close on time, you pay 1%. To them for the use of the program. Now, Ripon will allow you to, if you're going to, let's say the house is worth $500,000 and you want to make, they will go in and say, okay, we'll allow you to offer up to $525,000. If the home doesn't appraise for $525,000, they will pay the difference up to $525,000, which is another great option to go with as well as that program. So
that's on Ribbon?
Ribbon. Mm-hmm.
So they're actually moving in and buying it. They're basically buying it for the client, and the client's getting the financing on the back end. Am I understanding
that
correctly?
They don't actually buy it. You will get your mortgage as you normally would, and you will close on the date of the contract with your mortgage lender. And they don't do mortgage lending either, so they're not trying to come in and take over from the mortgage side. They just are a front, basically. Now, if they have to purchase the home because you can't close on time on the date in the contract, then it's a 2% fee plus a daily rent for them to hold on to that home for you.
Okay.
So you're going to pay a higher percentage rate if they actually have to close on the home for you versus just appearing as a cash purchase where you're paying the convenience fee of winning the offer. And then you're actually going to be using your financing. If you can pull all of that off in the time frame, then you're only paying that smaller fee.
Okay. All right. And if not, they're your backup to make sure it's cash.
Correct.
That's where it comes. Okay.
Yeah.
I was trying to figure that out. I'd heard of that, actually.
There's a lot of moving parts, and they actually just changed all of a bunch of program guidelines on Wednesday of last week. So.
Okay. Nice. So staying up to date. I like that. Okay. So, Jennifer, I'll stay with you. Are we in a housing bubble? I want to buy, I want to even sell mine. I can get more for it than I've ever thought I would, but how do I buy? Where do I buy? You know, what do you think? We near a top on the downside? Do you think prices are going to come down anytime soon? What's your thought processes?
I don't think prices are going to come down. A lot of people, we have a lot of our clients saying, I'm just going to wait till the prices come back down, till all those foreclosures hit. Well, I don't really foresee us having foreclosures. We will have the minimum few like we normally do, but there's not going to be a huge foreclosure market like we had back in 2007, 2008. And the reason being is everyone's got equity. We didn't do those 0% down loans, the no income, no asset loans. We didn't do any of those products. So everyone had to put money into it, and homes have appreciated so much that if they are in trouble, they're going to be able to sell. Mm-hmm. So we are not going to have that huge influx of foreclosed homes to create that housing bubble that people saw the last time.
I think that, some of these big companies that are buying, a lot of this supply shortage of homes is because, you've got companies like BlackRock buying thousands of homes and then renting them out.
Right.
So they could come in potentially if and buy some of these so that we don't see a big foreclosure thing. I think that... That's probably legitimate,
Well, I think one of the things to keep in mind is a balanced market's going to be 6 to 8 months worth of inventory for a good, strong, balanced market. And we're at, 0.5, if not a month max?
And most.
So even if they came into the market and we were flooded with, it would take so much time to with the demand that is pent up that we're just not going to see the same thing that we did before with that price.
Right. Okay.
And that's really, we mastermind on a regular basis with some very, very, very in tune real estate professionals that are studying not only the real estate market, they're also studying the financial markets and seeing what's happening with that. And And everybody seems to have the same consensus that we're not headed for anything like we experienced before.
Yep, absolutely.
Okay. Nice. So, Jessica, back to you. What services does your coaching program offer?
Okay. So, if you, I can speak to a brand new agent walking in the door. You are licensed. You've just joined the brokerage. You're like, yay, I'm ready to do real estate. Now what? Because let's face it, 75 hours worth of real estate classes does not teach you how to run a real estate business. So, right. You come in, you join this program. It is an optional program. It is not mandatory in our market center in Sugarloaf. So, you get to choose to partner with your coach. And we come in, we work with everything from systems. Really, we start from mindset, okay? How to be a business owner, but also how to get your mindset in the right place, because we know that 90% of success is mindset.
Right.
So we really work on that. We work on your business planning, time blocking skills. We work on your contracts and negotiations. So not just what do I plug in blank one, but why would I plug this in and how am I protecting my client at the highest level? We then work with you to how to build systems and models and checklists to give repeated, like, amazing customer service. So when we teach you how to do that, you're able to build sustainable businesses. Then finally, we talk about everything having to do with how to have real estate conversations and how to basically guide and counsel our clients on a higher level, not just open a door and say, isn't this a pretty house? Would you like to buy it? But hey, what does this look like for you? What does this look like for your family financially? Who are our best lenders that we're partnering with? Who are our best home inspectors so that we know we're protecting you? So we're going in and teaching that new agent how to build all of that as a comprehensive real estate business.
And I think the key is teaching them how to create an effective business. And a lot of real estate agents, our income is on a curve, bell curve. We go up and down and up and down because they don't know how to create a business to have an even amount of income, to know what to expect and how to create that expected income. And Jessica does an amazing job with that.
Well, I think we get into real estate because we want to work for ourselves, right? And we want to go out and make our own schedules. Yet we know that when that happens, we see an 80% fallout in the first 2 years of real estate agents. And one of the primary reasons we see that fallout is because there's absolutely no structure.
Right. So. Yeah, I'm, I own my company. I've been self-employed forever. And you have to keep doing this stuff daily. Just because you work for yourself, you know, doesn't mean you do nothing. You actually have to then have the fortitude and the discipline to go in and actually work. You know, it's not, you know, yeah, I have freedom to come in, but if Bruno doesn't work for 3 or 4 weeks, you know, people are going to go elsewhere. So, you know, so what would you say is the number one secret of success as a realtor?
I'll let you go, Jen.
Ooh, all right.
Uh-oh. So I think it's hard work is what it boils down to. I think everyone thinks they're going to come into this business and the phone's going to ring and all of a sudden you're just going to get a paycheck. While I work hard, I love real estate and I love what I do. And I think you really have to love it because the business is not an easy business to break into. I don't even know how many realtors we have in the local market.
A lot.
There are a ton. And so in order to stand out, you have to be calling every day. So I have a scheduled day. And I think a successful realtor does have a scheduled day. You're making calls for a certain amount of time every day. You are scheduling out who you're going to call every day. You're creating a pipeline for today plus down the road, and you've got to make those calls every day, because in 90 days, if you're busy right now and you're not calling in 90 days, you're really going to be not busy. You're not going to have any income.
Right.
And that's why you see the bell curve a lot with the income.
Yeah, we call that our 90-day cycle. So what you do shows up 90 days later. And I would say, from the coach perspective more than the agent perspective, I would say we go back to this, you know, you rise and fall to the level of your systems. What are your systems? And what is it that you're doing? We always say that it's so not sexy to run a business like this. It's not, it's boring, it's monotonous, it's the same kind of activities every day, day over, and sometimes a lot of people just can't stick to that schedule. But that is what it's like planting a field of crops. You're planting the seeds, you do not see the immediate return on that most of the time. You've got to wait, and you've got to nurture it, and you've got to water it, and you've got to fertilize it. And once all of those things happen, the crop, you know, comes to fruition. And I think a lot of people don't expect it's going to take that much time in real estate, And it does.
Yeah.
And it does. And sometimes I've talked to people for 5 years before they actually make a move. So.
Oh, wow.
I mean, not, it could be 90 days. It could be 5 years. It could be
I think follow-up's really important.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Lead gen, lead follow.
My business, that's really critical. So why don't we stay with you then there, Jessica, and tell me a success story of someone who's benefited from your program.
Okay, so I'm going to leave out names, but that's one of my favorite stories. When I first started, he was an agent in our office, single father of three kids, and I first started coaching him a year and a half ago. He had 11 cents in his bank account.
Wow.
Okay, and he was broken and just confused about what he was supposed to be doing. He joined the coaching program, and not only, I think he closed 20-some-odd deals when the year that I was with him, he was able to take his kids. This past Christmas, his father lived in a different country. He was able to take his kids on almost a 2-week trip and pay for all of it and do all of these things. He was able to buy his son a car that he's not ready to drive yet, but he wanted to work on it with him and just have that dad and son time together. Mm-hmm. And I watched his entire life transform to the point when we first started working with each other, he used to run every morning. And he blew out his shoes, and he had a hole in his shoes, and he couldn't run. So he said, I can't go exercise. I don't know what I'm going to do. I said, you're going to do push-ups and sit-ups at the side of the bed, and you're going to text me after you're done. And so I would post things at night, and he would see it on my Facebook, and he would go, oh, crap, I didn't do my workout. So he would send me a text with him doing his workout on the side of the bed. So he just basically wasn't allowed to have excuses and feel sorry for himself. And he pushed through it, and it was absolutely amazing. And I'm just always grateful that we were allowed, he allowed me to partner with him in that journey. So, and we share the story a lot. So some people may listen to this and know who I'm talking about. But he shares this openly, and it's just an incredible, incredible journey. So
that's awesome. Awesome. Good job. All right, Jennifer, back to you. How do you evaluate? So you get multiple offers. How do you determine which offer to go with? Like, what's that process like?
So I put together a spreadsheet for my clients because the offers come in. They could be upwards to 20, 25 pages by the time you get all the finance exhibits and all the exhibits with the contract. So I go through and put a spreadsheet together with all the major points and any special things that the buyers have requested, and then we walk through them. The highest offer may not be the best offer always, so we walk through what finance contingency they have, appraisal, do they have an appraisal gap, have they sent in proof of where those funds are going to come from if they are offering an appraisal gap, the approval letter from their lender, who are they using as a lender, who they use as a lender is very important, because everything is all well and good, but if you can't make it to the closing table on time, then the offer is really not that great. So we do evaluate all of those, and I walk them through. We'll kind of pick a top three, and then we'll walk through each one of those and what best serves their needs. So along with earnest money is a big thing. People will offer a higher amount of money, so they're sticking with it. They're not just making offers and seeing what sticks and walking away.
All right.
The due diligence, just a lot of people are coming to the table with 0 days due diligence. A lot of people are doing no home inspections. I don't necessarily agree with that. However, those, I'm on the seller side, so fantastic. We, if you're not doing a home inspection, you're not asking for repairs, so it's less money out of my seller's pocket.
Wow. So do most of these deposits have to be non-refundable?
So the earnest money becomes non-refundable. If there's no finance contingency, no appraisal contingency, and no due diligence, then it is non-refundable from the start. So not necessarily. Sometimes people have 2 or 3 days for due diligence to do a home inspection. That's fine too. But we want it to be significant enough that after that time period, they're not going to walk away.
Wow. So that's I would have to put an offer in where there's going to be those inspections for me, personally.
Right.
And so maybe I don't win those bids sometimes, but
I just sold my personal home and they came in with 0 due diligence, 0 appraisal, 0 finance. And then we get down to, I want to say a week before closing, and the lender calls me and said it didn't appraise. And I'm like, no kidding. We knew that. We had this conversation. And then they wanted me to pay for their closing costs. And I said, no. That you put that contract in, you knew what was happening. And I think having a strong agent, and in this case, I was the agent for myself, but you say no, you push back. I'm there to defend my client, whether it's myself or somebody else, and not be taken advantage of, right? You're not going to come back and ask us for money because something didn't happen the way you wanted it to, knowing that it wasn't going to appraise, because nothing's appraising right now. So we, they said they were going to terminate, and I said, great, I will keep your 20 grand in earnest money. And of course we made it to the closing table, because if it's significant enough, they're not going to walk away.
Right.
And so that's, we look for that larger amount of earnest money in order to make sure they don't do those kind of things.
Wow.
Again, why you should not try to sell your house by yourself, because a lot of these tactics that are being used right now are highly skilled tactics. And honestly, if you're, it's been the Wild West for about a year.
Yeah.
And then on top of the fact that it's been such a highly competitive market, you had a lot of agents just getting into the business without coaching or training, doing things they really shouldn't have been doing, maybe because they just didn't have the knowledge. So right. I would say to anyone that is not in coaching or training, wherever you are, please get into it. But also study your contracts and understand the different ways to protect your clients,
right.
Because these are the reasons that sometimes the public feels they don't need us. And I think that we do a poor job of articulating our value and saying, here's what we're doing to protect you, because one bad choice, one failure to disclose something, one bad negotiation could cost that seller.
Not talking something. To the lender or yeah. figuring out they're still working through some self-employed issues, and you're stuck because there's yeah. not a lot of outs for your seller once you sign.
Right.
And yeah. we do this every day. We have our finger on the pulse of everything happening as much as we possibly can. And we mastermind with, you know, hundreds of agents on a regular basis.
Top agents yeah. in our area.
Exactly.
We always strive to be better at what we do. So we're constantly talking to a lot of different agents in the area and outside of our areas just to see what's happening. Because a lot of times what's happening in California and Florida yeah. then kind of hits us later. So we look at those markets to kind of see what's coming down the road.
Yep.
It's awesome. Sounds like you guys are doing a great job. The you mentioned what's happening around, and you know a lot of people are moving into the South from New York, from California, etc. So put your crystal ball hat on. Where do you see the market a year from now in the Atlanta marketplace? You know, what do you think's going to happen over this next year?
I want to say somebody just came out with a 10% decrease in sales, I think. Some have said that it's going to be flat.
Not sales prices.
Sales
actual
prices.
Numbers,
yeah. numbers
is what you were talking
prices,
about.
Prices, like flattening or leveling out a little bit.
I think it will level out. I don't, yeah. I mean, it's hard to say exactly what.
What zip code.
Where we're going to be.
What school district. I
and
mean,
it
all
does.
Of those things matter.
Yeah. Forsyth is one of the number one growing counties in the state of Georgia. I don't know that prices are going to go down in that county. I mean, other surrounding counties that don't grow at the pace that that county's growing in may see a slowdown faster than that county would. I mean, it, by county, it varies. And I do see it flattening. I don't know that values will slip backwards. We just won't have the multiple offer wars. We will be a more stable, probably even market, if not moving into a buyer's market by that point.
And really to piggyback, if people coming from New York and California and Chicago, it's still a deal to live here, even though our prices seem so high. What they're able to get in their states compared to what they can get here in Georgia, I think
right.
is that driving force. So I just don't see us slowing down or prices dipping, other maybe just stabilizing. Yeah.
So we've been doing this show for months, and that's the consensus every month is you know, no matter who we talk to, that, you know, because of these factors, because of the people moving into the South, because there's so little supply, like we have room to slow down and still just get back to normal, you know, that it is going to stay up. That seems to be consensus no matter who we talk to, right, Bruno? Mm-hmm. All right, guys, we're going to wrap up here. Tell us how to reach you. Give like your phone, email, if you've got social media, whatever. Why don't you tell us how to reach you?
Go, Jen.
So my phone number, I'm Jennifer Mahota, and my phone number is 678-852-8322. You can text me or call me. My Instagram is Mahota Real Estate, and Facebook, you can find me at Mahota Real Estate as well. Email is jenmahota@kw.com.
I am Jessica Mason. You can reach me at 770-722-1659. Coach Jessica at myl3coach.com. And I am actually in the Keller Williams Realty Atlanta Partners Sugarloaf office. That is where L3 is based out of. And then, like I said, I exclusively work with that office currently. My office number there is 678-775-2600. And you can find me at L3 Coaching at Sugarloaf on Facebook.
Thank you, ladies. You guys were awesome. And thank you for joining us on Top Realtors of Atlanta, presented by Commercial Capital Limited and the Ty Fair Commercial Group. We offer new shows on the second and fourth Tuesday of every month, so keep an eye out for those. You can find us on Apple iTunes, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or wherever you enjoy your favorite podcasts. You can also enjoy the show anytime by visiting businessradiox.com, selecting the Gwinnett Studio, and then clicking on Top Realtors of Atlanta. Thank you again to both of you. And on behalf of Commercial Capital and the Ty Fair Commercial Group, I'm Brian Peart, and this has been Top Realtors of Atlanta on Business Radio X.